Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
I'm better than anybody else.
Well, then take the furlough.
But I do think
take the furlough.
You're using me
take
as
the
a,
furlough,
as a
Bob. Take the furlough.
Hillman.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, you can go right straight to hell. I hope that gets on the radio. Thank
it
you.
It is. Thank you, Bob.
All right.
I hate that never gets old. You can go right straight. That's old
right,
school.
Right straight to hell.
Go right.
I'm surprised he didn't say. Surprised he didn't say right straight to double to HE double hoppy, hockey sticks or whatever. Yeah.
7.3 WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston. WEEI HD2 Lawrence. WWBX HD2 Boston. A radio.com station.
The Bruins do not win the Stanley Cup. I will have my entire body waxed on this show.
I'm ready to wax.
Ow!
I feel pretty. Ow! Oh, so pretty.
Ow!
I feel pretty and witty and gay.
Ow!
And I pity
ow!
Any girl who's in me today.
Ow! Oh, that one hurt.
You should have played around with the bag first.
And now,
a tornado of poop.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
I never made a contingency plan for stolen chicken.
Streaming live from WAAF.com and the radio.com app.
There's a whole Pornhub channel for this.
Oh.
You can also ask Amazon Echo to play WAAF.
It's a national disgrace.
This.
It was crippling diarrhea.
Is.
Just dirty.
The Hillman Morning Show.
It was the greatest sexual awakening of my life.
Oh, God.
With your host.
I mean, are you prepared to face the verbal wrath?
The virtually hairless.
Wow, I like that idea. Sign me up.
Greg Hill.
I will place my mouth and my head into the opening.
Oh, that's strange.
The newly hairy Lyndon Byers on sports.
Let's Google your fights on YouTube.
You see him running around in his underwear.
I'm a personality on a radio show.
There's something.
Captain Light Switch, no eggplant. Yeah.
The strategically hairy Danielle Murr with news.
I've had enough bad sex.
She is very feisty and she will come at you.
Or just stuff it.
I'm not.
Stuff it.
And Mike Hsu, who's hairy in all the wrong places.
You're fully extended now.
I think legalizing marijuana is a wonderful thing.
I'm like, I'm just putting it in my mouth.
Don't be a pot smoker.
There'll be a lot of balls flying through the air.
It's.
He was a penis with a man hanging from it.
The Hillman Morning Show.
No other smell like it.
I had to whack it on something good.
Yeah, we're not dealing with mental giants here.
Get it out. Get it in.
I hope that there's a caressing lube involved.
BYOB means bring your own butter.
I know when it comes on for you to go, you have to go.
Wowie dowie, come back over here.
Day three of the longest goodbye in radio history. I don't know if we have any material left.
Can't we just do a French exit?
Wait a minute. What's the French exit?
You just leave.
Oh.
You're at a party.
Yeah.
And instead of going around and saying your goodbyes,
yeah.
Just leave.
Isn't that the Irish exit?
I think that's an Irish exit.
French exit. You're sober.
Well, no, the French exit. You leave in the middle of the battle,
and you let the Americans take care of it.
Actually, the French exit is you run out of the party.
You run out of the party.
Right.
Well, it's Wednesday, and there's a lot that we got to get to on the show this morning. And as I've said every morning this week, I'm up for whatever you want on your show, on the People's Show. You can have rare content replays on stuff that has happened over the last 20 years, or we can get to the regular content and the news and all the rest of that stuff that we normally do. So up to you guys. If you want to call and you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-764-9223. That's 617-764-9223. Or you can text on the text line, which is 97107. And it's going to be another pretty nice day today. It's going to be partly sunny, and the temperature is going to get to 88 for a high. And right now, here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts, it is 75. And it's National Hot Dog Day.
Hey.
Bring on the jokes.
It's every day.
Why don't you get out and enjoy yourself a Boston dog over at the Bruins-themed restaurant at Logan Airport.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, no thank you.
That's embarrassing.
But
you're embarrassing.
Listen, I mean, we've discussed hot dogs at length on this show.
Really?
I think my personal favorite is the KM, the Fenway Frank KM people. I think they do an amazing job with their dog. So
what's the dog place I go to in Brighton on the corner?
Spikes.
Yeah, Spikes. Well, I think Casey's awesome. Is like considered to be like
right?
the go-to,
Casey's like the
goat of the, or the original, the OG of the dogs around the city.
Side note at Casey's,
yes.
They make a incredibly, awesomely tasty flat grill burger.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really?
I love those.
Yeah.
The little burger, the grill.
Yeah, and it's
crunchy.
On oil. And yeah. It's almost, yeah.
This is Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
I am a long-time listener, first-time caller. Met you guys, 20-something years ago. You were working at a gas station on the Mass Pike, like the big one with the McDonald's and whatever. But anyway,
yes,
Greg, I'm going to miss you. Like, and this team is breaking up, but I have a question.
Yes.
What about the intro? What are we going to do about the intro?
Well, I've already asked if Mark Hsu would be willing to make us a new intro every month, and I believe that he has said no. I don't remember what he said.
Yesterday I said an ounce of Durban poison per intro.
Right, we're negotiating on that.
Yeah.
I'm confident that the new show, when it debuts on July 29th, will not lose a step when it comes to the show intro. I'm confident that we can put together an intro team. There's a bigger budget over there for the new show, so I can probably have like three or four people. I mean, wait till they see over there what I got going.
Right.
I got, I don't want to reveal all this stuff, but I got all new furniture coming for their studio. Leather couches and all the rest of the stuff. What, you wanted to consult on that?
Yeah.
No,
just on my chair.
So, yes. Don't worry. I promise we will not lose a step when it comes to the show intro. Let's see. Here's a text asking if I got as much vacation time at the news station. Yeah, that flows right over. What
they can't take it away.
They can't take the vacay time, right?
I still got the five weeks.
What else here? You should have 508 text. You should have a full day of Kevin Barbary replays. Yes. Well, Kevin is going to be coming in here tomorrow.
Oh,
so,
nice. Excellent.
Spaz was in here on Monday. Our former producer, Anthony Spaz Parziali, in here on Monday. And Kevin Barbary, who was on this show for a long time, will be in here tomorrow. So we've already replayed some of his stuff, and we'll replay some more this morning and a whole lot more on tomorrow's show. What else here? Greg, can you explain what's going on for those of us who missed it? What would the over-under be on how many times I will be explaining this? I'm fine with it,
thousands.
But I don't want to bore the people who already know about it. But
for the record, there is a divide and conquer strategy going on here at Entercom Boston. So coming up on July 29th, which is 1 week from Monday, Danielle and I will debut a new show on our sister station, WEEI. And I believe at that same time, Mark Shue will debut in the afternoon here at WAAF. LB is scheduled to be here that day.
I'm starting on the 30th.
Oh, remember?
On the 30th. Yeah.
He's
pulling you.
We already talked about this. That's my daughter's birthday.
Yes, I'm not feeling the love.
You're not from
my partner.
Wait a second. This is another whole other issue that we have to get to. You're not feeling the love from your future on air partner.
I feel like he thinks that I'm a detriment. I'm like a
oh, really?
Cinder block.
What would make me think that?
In the ocean.
What would make me think that?
Dude, a name. Wait a minute. That's a name for the new show. Mike Shue and the Cinder Block.
Right.
Tied around his leg.
Yep.
Mike Shue and the Anchor. That's what we could call.
The real anchor.
That's what
the real anchor
show.
Of the show would be LB.
Yeah, LB's going to be the anchor of the new afternoon show.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, and I mean, I get text messages, questions, tweets. What's the new show going to be like on WEEI? It's going to be very similar to this show. There's no reason to change the whole show up. So if you like this show in the morning, then you'll get this show on the other station in the morning. And if you enjoy Shue and the Anchor, then you'll get that in the afternoon here at WAAF.
You'll be awesome. Because you're still going to do a little sports.
LB.
Today you'd be ripping that Cashner dude who was like some sort of asset to the Red Sox.
Well, yes. Or I will be talking ad nauseum about how there's a 39.4% chance that Gronk is going to come back this upcoming season, according to somebody who knows somebody who may have actually met somebody who knows Gronk. So, yes, all of those things will be a part of the new show, which will debut on July 29th on the sports station in our cluster here in Boston, WEEI. All right. I promised you today I think the show has to be a mix of the rare content replays from the last 28 years and whatever else is happening currently. So we will get to the news coming up in a moment. And it didn't take long, but angry massholes are slapping lawsuits on the new casino already. So we will discuss that during the news. Yes. And we will get to Florida, not like the rest of us, and find out what one man did to the tied-up neighbor who had sex with his wife.
Oh,
and I think this news story may have you rethinking being flirtatious at the cul-de-sac barbecue this weekend. All right, so we'll get to all of that. And whatever else you want to talk about coming up next on the Hillman Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, that could have actually been a name for the new show on WEEI, the hack and the crazy lady. What? It's too early for that. It's 6:21. It's fine. That's all right. Okay. let's see. Here's the text that says, "Thanks a lot, Greg. I'm a 50-year-old man who has lived here his whole life and successfully avoided listening to sports radio that whole entire time." Well, you might enjoy it. I mean, have you ever thought about that? You might enjoy Something that you might hear on the new station.
What do they call it? Expand your horizons.
That's right, LB. Expand your horizons.
You might enjoy it. Also, what your mother said the first time she gave you broccoli.
Yes. let's see. Here's a text asking if the start time of the new show will be 9 a.m. Yes. Successfully shifted to a one-hour show going forward. This is Ed. Morning, Ed.
Morning, everybody. How you doing?
What's going on? What's up, Ed?
Hey, I was curious as to why Mike's shoe got stuck with LB, because he's used to elderly people with bad hips.
That's a good one. I'll take that.
I think LB is...
I'm fired up.
At this point in his career, he's better suited to the later hours of the day. I mean, yeah. I think
I've talked to Mike Hsu about this over the last decade.
You
know that if something happens with the morning show, it'd be awesome to be able to work with you in the afternoon.
Right. So that's why
he doesn't seem too thrilled though.
I think he's keeping it all inside.
I'm trying to stay focused and get through this week.
I think
I feel like that's going to be the tagline for your show.
Right. Yeah.
Stay focused and get through the week.
Keep it simple. Just say shut up, LB.
Right. Yeah. Keep your head down, power through. And now Mike Hsu in the Shut Up LB show in the afternoon.
No, it's we've already determined it's called Mike and the Anchor. Mike and the Cinder Block. That's what LB wants it to be called. All right, let's see. This is Doug. What's going on, Doug?
Hey, Greg, how you doing? I've been listening since 1996. I really love you guys. I'm sad that you guys are going away. I have a request. I was hoping if you guys could play the first time that Shinedown did the Simple Man in studio.
I will try to do that. I'm playing one in-studio live performance every day this week at 9:05. So I'll have another one today and another one tomorrow and another one on Friday. But yes, I certainly will try to do that at some point before this ends the 28, almost 29 years here at this station. Before that ends, I will try to do that. All right. Well, you can text anything you want. It's open forum here, so I will answer any of your questions. You can request whatever you want from the long history of this program. This 617 texter wants to know if we have any audio from the What Would You Do for Guns N' Roses tickets, and I don't. We've explored that over the last few days. I don't think we do. That goes back to the early 90s. That was a live broadcast in God bless you, Danielle. Thank you. A live broadcast in Framingham, and of course, there was an individual there. Well, there were several individuals who were willing to do things in the early 90s to win concert tickets that one might not do today, nor would a legal department at a big company like Entercom allow them to do it. But of course, at that event, there was an individual who suggested that I dip all morning long into one specific spit cup and then was willing to consume that at the hopefully nobody's having breakfast, was then willing to consume that at the end of the broadcast. There was also at that broadcast a brother and a sister, and we checked their driver's licenses and their birth certificates, and brother and sister were willing to make out to win the tickets full on tongue. Kiss. And then the winner was the individual who was willing to eat the gallstones that I had been given from my gallbladder surgery. The medical waste in the little transparent medical container. They were willing to do that. So,
and you could hear the chomp. You could hear the crushing of the gallstones on the mic.
Yes. So I think there's probably actually many of you are probably thankful that there is no audio from that. But if we could ever find it, we could try to do that. I don't know. All right. A reminder that we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. So you can leave one of those right now on any topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. Here's a 774 text that says, do people realize that they can still just listen to you down the dial?
No.
I think they, well, I think they like the, I said this all along. And this is the reason why the new show is not called the Hillman Morning Show. The new show is called the Greg Hill Show, because this, what this has been on this station, is the Hillman Morning Show.
Right.
And it's not going to be this group and this amalgamation of people. And so I get why people are saying are upset, but you can, you will be able to put 93.7 as a preset on your dial right now, and in a week on Monday the 29th you'll be able to listen to the new show. And so it's, and then you'll be able, this is what you can do. You can listen to the new show on WEEI in the morning, and you can listen to Shu and the Cinder Block in the afternoon here at WAAF.
Yeah.
All right.
And, did you do the spaghetti against the fridge thing for the name?
LB, I went through several different iterations. It was, I went with the Double Zero Show. I thought about that for a little while. I thought about the Greg E. Hill Show, because, of course, my middle name is Edward.
Edward.
But I think, here's a 978 text. There's some bitter texters that text in occasionally.
Yeah.
Who are these people? This person says, Greg, you're lucky. Not everyone gets to attend their own funeral.
Oh,
well, no, I assume they, do they mean my goodbye here at WAAF, or do they mean my...
Yeah, they're pulling a fast one on Greg. They're saying he's going to go over there, but on Friday they're going to say, nah, we're just kidding.
Listen, in this business, I don't know if you figured this out or not, but in this business, you most likely do not get to choose when you are going to be leaving this business.
What?
It doesn't normally happen
what?
That way. All right? That's the way it works in radio.
What do you mean?
You generally finish your program and somebody says, can I see you in my office?
Yeah,
and that's the way it goes. So
I get that a lot.
I'm not.
You've already left, though, by the time that happens.
I think that's. Yeah.
LB?
LB? 10:01. LB, we need to see you at 10:01.
Anybody seen LB?
Oh, wait. Oh, LB's out the door.
I think that's our buddy Joe's favorite saying so far since he's got here.
Our new LB? Program director?
Yeah.
Do you know
LB?
His last name?
Can I see? No, I don't.
Nope.
Can
nope.
I see,
no,
can I
no
see
idea.
In my office
no.
after the show? No, it's really complicated.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, when your new show fails, will they do a 21 microphone salute?
Oh.
No, they won't. But they will pay me out on my contract. All right. Okay. Hold on a second. Let's get to, let me get
negotiation.
To the, let me get to the,
what a great
get,
thing,
let
folks.
Me, let me get to the weather.
What did he say?
It's brought to you by the all new three row 2019 Subaru Ascent featuring all wheel drive. Love is now bigger than ever this summer, and it's going to be partly sunny today. Temperature is going to get into the upper 80s, 88 for a high. For those of you who really enjoy the swassy weather, it's going to be about 100 on Saturday.
Yeah.
Just want to give you a heads up on that.
Awful. Thanks.
About 100 or so on Saturday and Sunday. So,
we should go to Lawn on D. Nope, I'll be in the house, Kristen.
It's when you go to your friend's pool.
That's when you go to your friend's pool.
Do they know you're coming?
Yes.
Like it matters?
LB, we left two beach towels on the chair for you, and there's a cooler of Bud Heavy.
Exactly.
Excuse me, a cooler of White Zinfandel. He's on to the White Zin.
No. He's on the Bud Heavies. Nobody believes that.
No,
nobody believes that White Zin thing. That's the biggest.
Nah, I'm doing great.
Bro, if I went to bus with you right now, you'd be one and wanting it.
That's a bigger farce than Gronk is coming back this season, is that you're only drinking White Zin. I mean, come on.
Nah.
I'm going to put a lie detector on you for the last 3 days of this show.
I'm skinnier than ever. What I got to do is start working out.
Yeah. Get a tone.
You know? Yeah, well, yeah.
Right.
You know, fat weighs less than muscle. And it still looks like fat.
did you... Shu, were you ever able to find the full "Dude, You Banging That Boat" interview, or no? Dude.
We got about a minute.
We have
of
about
it.
A minute of it.
All right, do that.
We will. No, not right now. We'll okay. do that. We'll do that coming up because I have received countless requests for that. As far as what we would replay. But right now, let's get to the news. Hold on. Let me just one thing. This is Brendan. Hello, Brendan.
Greg, how are you, my friend?
How are you, Brendan?
I'm good. Long time no see, buddy.
Yes. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to call and just kind of thank you. You know, I was really, really was nothing in life, and then I got into the 2-ton run.
Yes.
I won it 3 times.
By the way, for those asking about my sports cred for the new sports station, I once created an event at the start of the Boston Marathon, which was called the 2-ton run.
Yeah.
And it was all people like Brendan who were over 350 pounds, and they competed in a 50-yard dash for medals. So for those who don't believe I have any sports cred, there it is right there. But yes, well, I'm glad that was was one of the highlights of your life, Brendan.
So Greg, that put me on the map. From there, your coworker LB worked his magic, got me into playing some minor league pro hockey.
Yes,
at just over 500 pounds.
Yes,
and. Then I kind of took a look at myself, had a little surgery, lost some weight. I could no longer do the 2-ton run. I'm now the selectman in my town. I really would have been nothing without you.
Well, we appreciate all of that. We appreciate all the support, and I hope that you may tune in occasionally down the dial. All right?
I may, and I hope to see you on the golf course.
I don't have time to play golf anymore. Although it is National Hot Dog Day. And so I have mentioned many times that the finest hot dog perhaps on the eastern coast of this country can be found at the turn at the International in Bolton. And that's like two meals. It's like the dog at the International is like two separate meals. You won't eat for another 8 hours after that.
What was that, $30 a dog?
But I mean,
does it come with gold leaf?
It just goes, you have your minimum anyway. I mean, you're paying anyway, so it doesn't matter. All right, news. Did we do the news sponsor yet?
We have not done the sponsor yet.
Who's sponsoring the news this hour?
That would be Solar Wolf Energy. That summer sun is hot, but Solar Wolf can help you save some cold, hard cash. It's like Christmas in July. If your AC is costing you a ton of money each month, think about going solar. Learn about rebates and other benefits of installing solar panels at solarwolfenergy.com. Brought to you also by Lennox. Make a smart choice about your home comfort. We have up to $1,600 in rebates on a new Lennox home comfort system. Call Climate Zone at 866-891-7203 today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. PLBG license number 3316C. Well, it didn't take long for angry massholes to file lawsuits against Encore Boston.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yes.
The casino's open for 2 weeks, and there's a class action lawsuit or two against it about how people are getting ripped off. I've got news for you. The house always wins. Mm-hmm. That's why. If they built the casino and it was like a shack, with siding and like a straw roof, then you might think that the house doesn't always win. But when they're able to build a $12 billion casino everywhere they
Beautiful.
Want, the house normally wins. But yeah, there's a class action lawsuit filed against the new casino, Danielle.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. It's alleging that the casino willfully and intentionally altered odds against customers. The lawsuit was filed by the law offices of Joshua N. Garrick. He can explain here some of what's going on.
If you have a $100 bet, they should be paying out $150 if you hit blackjack. Instead, they're offering 6-5, so if you hit for that same $100 bet, they're only paying $120. As a result of paying out 6-5 as opposed to 3-2 like they should be, the casino is basically projected to make an additional $30 million each year.
Yeah, so they're rather than paying out 3-2, they're paying out 6-5.
Right.
And so some have their panties in a bunch over that.
The lawsuit also claims that Encore fails to pay out winnings from slot machines by only paying out whole dollar amounts and rounding down on the ticket redemption machine. Obscure reference, Office Space. That was the program Michael created to take the fractions of a cent that was rounded down and put it into the account. So, well, I guess we'll see what happens with this now. The Mass Gaming Commission issued a statement. They said, we are aware of the lawsuit and we are reviewing its contents to determine the next steps.
That is, that obscure reference is Office Space or The Office?
Office Space.
Oh, Office Space. Really? Yeah. I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
Remember, okay, that was so that's how they were going to rip off... Inatech was the other place.
And didn't Milton end up with that money at the end?
Yeah, because he had the check.
I did, excuse me.
Yeah, because Peter slid the check under the door.
Stapler.
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens with that. Maybe they'll get a comp room or some kind of a comp buffet or something like that.
It's called a casino for a reason. Like, who's the dope that doesn't know that slot machines only pay out 33%? Come on.
All right. Let's get to this.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
Not like the rest of us.
We love you, Florida.
Gentlemen, I'm going to be nice and give you a cursory warning because this story involves your junk. A Gainesville...
Not your junk, it involves story that you might want to cover your junk up for, is what it is.
Yes.
Yes.
It's the collective junk.
Yeah.
Gainesville, Florida, 49-year-old Alex Bonilla is charged with cutting the penis off his wife's lover. Allegedly. Oh.
His neighbor.
Yes.
He found out that the neighbor was smashing his wife, and he went into her home, into his home, and tied him up, and then took the scissors out.
Oh, my God. Horrifying.
Did what no one should do. That's really a horrible thing. Horrible all around. The neighbor should not have done what he did with the missus. But
now, police apprehended the accused after he fled the house with said member. He faces charges of aggravated assault, cruelty toward a child, because there were two kids home at the time of the incident, and burglary. Unfortunately, it's unclear whether doctors were able to reattach it. reattach it.
Well, that makes things a little uncomfortable when everybody gets back to the cul-de-sac for the annual summer barbecue, I would think.
Right. Hear what happened?
And Dave's in a wheelchair or has a limp or whatever it is.
Bag of cash, though.
Who do you think the wife stayed with? I mean, do you think the wife went with the neighbor, or do you think the wife stayed with the husband?
Well, I mean, I guess the neighbor has no reason for the wife to be with him anymore, so I guess they're going to try to work it out.
All right, what else?
There is an irrational fear in the news. Authorities in New York are warning residents on Long Island that a 9-foot anaconda escaped from its owner's property and remains on the loose.
Huh.
The snake is yellow and brown. It got away from its enclosure in Hampton Bays. Given the snake is a constrictor, it's likely to move only at dawn or dusk, seeking refuge in cool and dark places. Police in Hampton Bays, New York, said no one should approach the anaconda if it's spotted, and small pets should not be left outside unattended.
Did you say anaconda?
Oh,
I did.
My God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends, but, you know, who understands those rap guys?
I'm on this radio show.
Really?
Bravo.
Have I, did the guy have
out
before?
Of all those years?
I don't know.
I can't remember, but wow.
Let's see. A texter wants to know if the iPod is making its way down to WEEI with me. And yes, of course it is.
We have to buy an adapter because it's first generation iPod.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, coming up, we'll continue reliving the magic of the last 28 years on this show. And we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages at 8. So you can leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463. We have tickets to give away every single hour, every weekday, as a part of the WAAF Summer Tour 2019. And in just a little bit, I'm going to give away tickets to see Korn and Alice in Chains. So keep listening to win those tickets. And you can win a pair of tickets every single hour, all day today, all the way up until 7. This is Cindy. Hey, Cindy.
Hey, good morning. Morning, show. I just want to wish everybody the best of luck. And I am not the Cindy that LB lost his virginity to.
Oh.
I have two quick questions for Shu.
Yes.
Are you going to do something like Fetch Schmack with LB?
We could, sure. Yeah. Always a battle of wits.
Mm-hmm. And coming from Worcester, have you ever eaten at Herbie's?
Oh. No, I haven't gone to Herbie's yet. I hear the seafood is legendary.
It is. Well, I hope you make it there. And again, good luck, everybody.
Thank you.
Well, thanks. Mm-hmm. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
Some people only eat seafood if they are near the sea.
Right.
They get worried about eating seafood inland at
yes.
places.
Right. I mean, wouldn't you? Especially if it's a salmon special on a Thursday or maybe a Tuesday.
No.
Technology is such now that refrigeration makes things amazingly possible.
Oh, they have refrigeration now?
Yes.
The new technology?
Yes.
Yeah. I had a clam chowder the other night with the little sweet Manila clams, and they have them shipped in from the Northwest, but they put like a few little clams in the chowder to open up. Uh-huh. I thought that was a nice presentation.
Yeah.
I mean, if you order not, you know, lobster roll from a hot dog cart, I might be a little skeptical.
In Nebraska.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. In the Midwest, people say they get great seafood, and I have to question really how great the seafood is in the Midwest.
Listen, it gets overnighted, FedEx.
Yeah.
24-hour delivery, dry ice.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. I am pleased to say that one of the, maybe the first beneficiary of the Greg Hill Foundation, Lindsay Johnson, has called the show. Lindsay?
Hi, guys.
How are you?
How you been?
Hi. Good. How are you guys?
Is it factual that your family was the first beneficiary of the foundation, or first or second or something?
I believe we were the second.
Okay. Well, it's so nice to hear from you.
Yeah. Congratulations on the new job, you guys.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call before you make the move and thank the WAAF listeners for their support of the Greg Hill Foundation, not only for my family, but for all of the families that you guys have helped along the years. I, like you said, I was the second going on to 9 years now. It'll be this year. So there's been many families who... the foundation has helped, and it would not have been possible without the AAF listeners. I'm always pleasantly surprised by how they just continue to donate over and over.
It really is. It's an amazing thing. And I said it the other day, it's one of the, in thinking about, you know, what's gone on here over the last 28 or 29 years, one of the most striking things is how generous people have been every single time we have asked. And not only is it the Greg Hill Foundation, but it's the Rock for Change and the food banks that have benefited from that over the years. And every single time we've asked, you have stepped up and you have given. So Lindsay lost her husband, PJ, 9 years ago, and I am very proud of her because she and her family have soldiered on and have just continued on and done the hard stuff, and it's really extraordinary what people have done. So I'm really glad you called. Yesterday, Jackie Webb came by and essentially said the same thing, which is a giant thank you to everybody who listens to this show for what they've done for others. So I'm super glad that you called. Do you want a rando ding for your business? Didn't you open up your own hair salon or something, right?
Yeah, my salon. It's been 10 years this year.
Wow.
NV Salon in Drake It.
What's it called again?
NV Salon.
All right. Rando ding from Lindy.
Thank you.
All right, Lindsay. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, good luck, guys.
All right,
good talking
thank
to you.
All right, that's Lindsay Johnson. And we've already discussed the rando ding bell.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming with me, all right? I get that in the divorce.
This is Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Greg, thank you for all the years of enjoyment. You guys have just been spectacular. Danielle, good luck with Greg.
Thank you.
Hey, I got two names for your afternoon show.
All right.
One of them is the afternoon rush, so you can play as much rush as you want without Greg giving you a hard time. Or the other one, the shoe buyers. Show. Get it? Shoe buyers, you know, goodbye buyers, you know. LB, it's Friday when they let you know. Corporate usually waits till Friday to give you the bad news.
But have you
on Monday, they wait till Friday so nobody makes a big deal about everything. Nah. So whatever happens, buddy, good luck. It's been great listening to every one of you. It's a part of Boston history. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You've listened my whole career. Then you know I'm not sweating the small stuff.
What you should do is
what to do. Do nothing every day.
You should get out of here at like 9:30 on Friday and just keep doing that, and they'll never be able. Yeah, to, right. They'll never be able to let you go.
Yeah.
He's taking a leak.
We had a guy who worked in our sales department here at WAAF. Whose name was Sam, and Sam was fired, and then he showed up the next day for work like nothing had ever happened, and nobody knew what to do. Yeah.
He worked for another 2 years.
He's like Milton.
That's exactly it. Yeah. So that's what you do, LB, is just don't let them ever never come into contact with anybody from management. Everything will be fine.
I can't thank Intercom enough. This is it's been a great ride. So hopefully Shu won't kick me to the curb.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, if you don't...
You're on double secret probation, sir.
As discussed earlier this morning, if you don't call the show... Mike Shu and the Cinder Block, then you are making a huge mistake.
Yes.
You are making a huge... here is a texter, 617 texter, who is wondering if I'm going to cry on Friday. I think I'll be okay. How many times have I cried on the show? I cried recently. What was that about? Was that something to do with...
I think it was like was
it the foundation
thing? I think
thing?
It was a foundation-related thing.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
No.
Oh, no, was it Larry?
Yeah.
Oh, it was Larry. Yeah, yes. Larry. It was about Larry passing away. Yes. I did cry about that. Yes. Mm. Let's see. Here's a 760 text. Where's that from, Danielle?
That would be from California.
California text. It says, is Domination's going to the new station? Mm. I think I need...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.